It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome to Fort Site Fieldhouse for the junior varsity matchup between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Liberty Benton Eagles.
Yep. Should be. I forgot to go down and check on their JV record. I couldn't find it online, but their varsity is incredible, pretty close to incredible. So we'll go over some of those scores. But they are undefeated. Their closest game was for the varsity was Ottawa Glandorf. They won by 2. Ottawa Glandorf beat us by 20. So that's our only common opponent. That was their only close game. Everything else as far as their varsity has been 20 points on up to 70 or 80 points. So they defeated Pandora Gilboa 105-9 for their varsity. So that's I'm going to guess impressive. That their JV is probably pretty good.
I'd imagine they're pretty strong.
Yeah.
We might go over some starters here for Liberty Benton. They have number 12, Brooke Dieter. Number 14, Sydney Elsesser. Number 21, Allie Hegel, and number 25, Lauren Smith. They also have a number 20 starting, but she is not on the roster.
Ah, okay.
And then for the Indians, we have number 4, Grace Guggenmiller, number 5, Aubrey Kanapke, number 14, Faith Ruby, number 30, Hope Wendell, and number 31, Elena Evers. And we're in the action. Liberty Benton wins the tip. They have it up top with number 20. She passes it down to Elsesser in the post.
14.
Number 14. Elsesser for 3.
That was probably a 22-footer from out there. First shot off.
I think their varsity are some pretty good shooters, too.
Yeah.
Indians inbound. Hope Wendell looks it up to take it up the left-hand side. She dribbles left baseline. Pass it down to Groovy on the baseline. She gets trapped in the corner. Passes it down to Elena Evers for the bunny. That makes her score 3-2. Liberty Benton looks to take it up the court. They pass it to Smith in the corner. She's looking. Passes up to the top of the key to Hegel. She passes it back to Smith. She swings it over to Elsesser, who gets it back up to Smith in the corner for 3, and it's up and no good. Rebounded by Liberty Benton and tossed out of bounds. That is Fort Recovery basketball. The Liberty Benton looks to hop into a man-to-man full court press, and Hope Wendell will bring it up for the Lady Indians. She brings it up the left-hand side. All the way, coast to coast, Hope Wendell for the two-point bucket. And the 21, Heigl brings it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. And number 25 puts it up, Smith, and it's up and good for 3. They toss it into Hope Wendell. That makes your score 6-4 with Liberty Benton with the lead. And it'll be an Indian turnover. This press is starting to get to them a little bit. Neil, what you think?
Yeah, we haven't run into that a whole lot with the JV. I have a feeling that is how Liberty Benton Eagles play for plenty of years. And top to bottom, they just go after you. And we can handle it pretty well. But if we go against it all game, it's going to give us problems.
And that shot will be up by Elsesser, and it's up and no good for 3. Hope Wendell look to take it up again in this press. She gets trapped. Gets past the half-court line. Passes it up to Kanapke. Shoots a layup and is fouled.
That's what we need to do, break that press and get that easy bucket.
You always got to push it with the pass, you know.
That's easy to say, but it's not so easy to do, because you do have to get it past them. So, it worked that time, and if we can do that, that may make them come out of that press, especially if they're getting a little foul trouble. First one up, no good. Score remains 6-4, a little over 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Aubrey, second one up.
And no good. Indians come up empty. And Hegel looks to tuck it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. She swings it up top to Smith, back to Hegel. She gets inside to Dieter. She passes it off to Elsesser. She drives baseline, kicks it up to Smith at the top of the key, who swings it over to Hegel, who swings it back up to Smith at the top of the key, who swings it over to Elsesser on the left wing. And they cross court. My bad there.
they're throwing a lot of passes.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Nobody has the ball more than second or two.
The Indians are in a zone, it looks like. It's getting Benton to throw the ball around quite a bit.
Yep.
And Dieter scores with the two-point bucket. Wendell's getting trapped again at the half court stripe. She gets past half court, throws it right to Smith of Liberty Benton. She's taking it the other way. She looks to take it all the way, but goes up for the right-handed layup. It is no good. Yep. And there's a foul. Looks like a little shove there by Dieter.
On the rebound, there was a little scuffle, and that was a good call. I thought that she kind of went over the back a little bit. So.
If not, I thought the one was standing out of bounds, touching it. So.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, Indian basketball either way, I'm sure. Hope Wendell looks to take it out the left side of the court. She gets trapped again, finds Kanapke up the sideline. She swings it over to Guggenbiller on the top of the key, who passes it to Gruby on the wing. Gruby gets a screen from Evers, puts up the jump shot, and is swatted. They pass the ball up to Dieter for Liberty Benton. She puts up the two-point bucket. It's no good. They kick it out to number 21, Hegel. Her shot's up and no good. And the ball will roll out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball.
And the commissioner goes out in the hall, and Don Kemper's here. The ball bounced off of a foot and went and rolled out into the hall, and the commissioner went out and got it for us.
Yeah, that'll be his new job for us. A little
he didn't have much to do.
Oh, I'm sure. Hope Wendell looks to take it up for the Indians, and she's trapped yet again. Yep. Liberty Benton gets her hands on it, and that's number 20. Izzy Granger is up and good. That makes it 10-4, Liberty Benton lead. Indians look to take it up again in this press. She gets trapped, finds Hope Wendell in the middle of the key, or in the middle of the court, passes up to Marissa Garkey. Her pass is tipped and stolen by Smith of Liberty Benton. Liberty Benton heading the other way with Elsesser. She dribbles it to the right corner. She swings it up to Smith on the right wing. She passes it over to Heigl, and they get it back to Elsesser. She puts up a three, and that's no good. Indians had kind of a steal there, and they
tried to get it ahead, and Liberty Benton just stepped in between there.
That's a nice strong rebound by Hope Wendell down there, and gets fouled. But I don't know what they were exactly looking to do there, Neil. It looked like we had the rebound. It's kind of a loose ball.
I thought Grace might have been going to try a dribble and a one bounce pass, and it was a lackadaisical pass in the middle of traffic.
Yeah, and it didn't. And like she had time to recover. It looked like, and they kind of just sat there and stared at it. Sure, Jeff Vaughn's not too happy about that. Yeah.
10-4 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
And Guggenbiller looks to take it up. She passes it up to Garkey in the corner, and it's stolen away by Heigl. But she luckily can't corral it, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she's trying to get control, bounced off her leg. And the number 20 we didn't have the thing for is Izzy Granger. She's a freshman. She was on the varsity roster, 6-foot freshman on the varsity roster playing here. So, she's pretty good because that's really good varsity team. So,
and Elsesser looks to bring it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. She swings it up to Heigl at the top of the key, gives it back to Elsesser. She throws it cross court to Heigl, who gets it into Dieter inside. She kicks it out to Smith, who passes it back up to Heigl, and then they kick it out to Elsesser. She swings it up to Heigl. Smith looks to drive. She kicks it up to Dieter at the top of the key. They get it to Heigl in the corner. passes it over to Smith. He dribbles it around, finds Dieter inside at the high post, drives it to the bucket, and one.
That was a nice move, and there wasn't much we could do about that.
Yeah.
So it makes it 12-4, minute 11 here in the first quarter. And looks like Lily Luthold and colleague came in, and Aubrey Kanapke and
Elena Evers,
okay.
Also with Ruby checking out.
Oh, yep, okay, missed that one.
And her free throw is up and no good, rebounded by Grace Guggenbiller. The Indians. Hope Wendell looks to take it up for us. She's waiting on that trap, but it doesn't come. Oh, and she tries hitting Garkey backdoor, but they just weren't on the same page there. It's a right idea, but
yeah, Garkey made a half a step and Hope through the pass, but she didn't finish on that move. So
Heigl looks to take it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. She swings it over to Smith on the right wing. He tries getting it into Dieter in the high post. She is fouled by Hope Wendell. A little reach in foul.
Yeah,
it's a cheap one, but.
Yeah, I don't think some of those. It's not like some of the games we see where some of the fouls are pretty, pretty hard fouls. There hadn't been any hard fouls here, and I don't expect very many. I think both teams feel like they have some decent personnel that can play. So,
but Liberty Benton gets a two-point basket. I didn't see who got it, but
and
the Indians look to take it the other way and gets stolen away by Lauren Smith. She goes up for the layup and is fouled. She go to the stripe.
Yeah, Grace Guggenbiller, and unfortunately. But that's kind of all you can do there besides just back off and let her go, and maybe that's what you should do. That's hard to do. It's real easy to say that. So 14-4, 33.3 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Smith's first free throw is up and no good.
Off the rim a couple of times, bounced about everywhere except through.
And Dieter will be replaced by number 3, Jade Bailey. Smith will attempt her second free throw. It is up and good. That makes your score 15-4. Liberty Benton Eagles on top. Indians passing into Luthold. She looks to take it up the right hand side. Gets across half court and is trapped. She finds Guggenbiller in the middle of the court. Swings it over to colleague. She'll put up the three. Oh, I almost thought she was going to bank it in. It's up and no good.
High off the glass and nowhere near the rim.
All good. Smith looks to take it the other way. Goes up the left-handed layup and it's no good. And then it'll be a jump ball on the rebound.
Yep.
And it will be Indian basketball.
14 and a half seconds here in the first quarter. 15-4. It was 6-4. They've run nine straight. We might have been ahead 4-3. So we haven't scored for quite a while.
And they toss it in to number 3 on the inbound.
Tried to get it to Lily Luthold, and she stepped right in front of it.
Liberty Benton girl was standing right
Bailey
there.
Bailey was a real easy
two-point basket.
Yep.
Garkey looks to take it up. She passes it to Guggenbiller. They might get a shot up before half. College tosses it up and it's off the backboard. No good. That makes your score 7-4, or 17-4, correction. Liberty Benton on top. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. A little JV action between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Liberty Benton Eagles.
Yep.
Our Indians started off pretty well in that first quarter, 6-4, playing with them. And
yeah.
Since then, it's been a little 11-0 run by the Eagles.
Yeah, at least. It might even been 4-3, but we haven't scored in a long time. It's probably
that due to that press, the Liberty Benton hopped in there.
And
Liberty Benton gets the ball to start the quarter. Heigl with it. She passes it down to Elsesser into the right corner. She puts up a three, and it's no good. And there is a foul called.
Rebound by Evers, but yep. Yep.
The foul will be on Liberty Benton.
Number 15.
Yep. Vanessa Heck. She must check into the ballgame.
So trying to get Liberty it in.
Inbounds at the Wendell. Yep. And Wendell's got two fouls. She's gotta be careful. She's getting trapped up there, needs some help. And they toss it out of bounds. Luckily, Jeff Long calls a timeout before Hope Wendell gets trapped and throws it out of bounds. So, well, if Vaughn calls one, we're going to take one with him. We'll be right back after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse, where the Indians look to find a way to break this press out of the timeout Jeff Vaughn called. So,
Grooby's out in front of our bench.
Yep. Grooby's looking to struggle to get it in. She passes it in. It's swatted away by a Liberty Benton defender, and she ends up coming up with it. And then they pass it up to Lily Leupold and
doesn't have the handle.
Yep. And just turn it over.
Goes out of bounds right in front of the scorer's bench, and Lady Eagles will take it out.
And she'll pass it into Heigl. She's at the top of the key. She passes it over to Bailey, and she returns the favor. Goes right through her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball.
Sometimes the floor is slippery in places, but right there, everybody's hands are slippery.
Yeah, I don't know if they got a hold of a bag of popcorn before the game or a community bag or something. Yeah, I don't know.
We did it once, and they did it once. Almost exactly the same spot, and the ball loose again. Back with Colleague.
And she comes up with it. Pass it up to Grooby. She'll drive baseline. Put up the layup and is fouled. Didn't look like a whole lot of contact, but it was a nice quick drive by Grooby to get there to the bucket.
She passed up a three, which is kind of her shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But it was wide open between her and the basket. She went in there and drew a little contact. So.
And I like that. It's a it's a much better shot. So
yep.
She'll go to the free throw stripe. Her first one is up and off the back iron. No good. Lady Indian struggling to find that.
Yep.
That next bucket and that next point up on the scoreboard.
So Leupold and Colleague are out, and Kanapke and Guggenbill are back in. And Grooby goes to the line for another one. Let's get one here.
And it's up and in. Breaking the drought. I like it.
Yep.
That'll make her score 17-5. Liberty Benton with the lead.
Yep. Lady Indians coming in are 3-6. Still don't have the record for Liberty Benton.
And Elsesser puts up a three from the top of the key for Liberty Benton. It's up and no good. Rebound corralled by Evers. Hope Wendell looks to take it up.
It seems like we ought to have some people coming up to get the ball, but we haven't been doing that yet. So,
Hope Wendell takes it to the bucket. Nice strong move for the and one.
Yeah, I think some of the Liberty Benton fans are thinking that should have been a charge because she did knock the girl down. But the girl stepped in there.
She looked a little off center too.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, the girl was never
kind of staggered. You know,
I didn't see which defender it was. So you got the foul, but.
Either way, good effort by the Liberty Benton trying to set up for a charge. Yep. You always got to respect that.
Yes.
And but Hope completes the three-point play. That makes your score 17-8. Eight, Ben. And Liberty Benton looks to inbound it. They throw it up to Elsesser. She takes up the court. She swings it over to Smith on the left wing. She finds number 15 cut into the hoop. She puts a left-handed layup, and it's no good. Number 15 is Vanessa Heck.
Guggenbiller with the rebound, tied up, and they're going to call a foul on Vanessa Heck.
Indians getting kind of lucky with the foul calls so far.
Yeah,
some of these are kind of ticky-tack. I don't
Yeah, they don't. A lot of them don't need to be called.
Yeah,
in my opinion, I'm not mad about this.
No, we'll take them as long as it's in the Indian favor. But
yeah, a lot of them don't need to be called.
Oh, we got our good friend old Darian Sheffer,
yep,
refereeing alongside. I'm not sure who it is.
I don't remember his name.
Familiar face. I've seen him a few times.
Yep. So,
Jugenbiller's first free throw on the 1-1 is goes up and in.
She makes them both. 17-10. Indians with 6 points here quickly in the second quarter and getting it a little closer.
And the Indians put on a press, and Liberty Benton looks to break it. Elsesser brings it up the court and tries passing it to Heck on the on the block, and it actually goes off the fingertips, and it'll be Indian basketball.
Yep, tipped by one of the Indians and then tipped off of the, I didn't see which of the Liberty Benton players it went off of. But so Guggenbiller into Hope Wendell. She gets it across, gets it over in the corner to Gruby. Goes in for a nice little layup.
Quick swipe to the baseline. I love it.
And the Indians have scored 8 straight points here.
17-12 is your score.
Yep.
Elsesser brings it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. She passes into Heck at the top of the key. Kanapke almost gets a hold of it. She passes it over to Elsesser. She finds Bailey on the right wing. They pass it into Heck in the high post. Back out to Elsesser. She finds Heck again in the high post. And then ends up in Smith's hands. She puts up 3. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Grace Guggenbiller.
That was a nice, strong rebound. Gets it to Hope. Gets it back to Grace. A little bit of a press, but not bothering the Indians too much. They didn't have time to set up the real press, I guess.
And welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. Sorry for the little technical difficulties.
Yep.
But we're back. Good catch by Neil.
A moment or two, but just coming back off the timeout, so you missed pretty much nothing.
Might have missed out on a Hastings Auto Sale commercial. We might have to give them a little shout-out, a little promotion. Go visit Harold Feely. And Groovy's dribbling around the top of the sheet. Top of the key, she passes it over to Guggenbiller on the right wing. He finds Evers inside. She tosses it up and over the backboard on the jump hook.
Let's just say she went up strong.
Yep.
With the anticipation of a foul, and the foul wasn't there, and she shot a 10-footer from 5 feet.
Yeah. That's a nice way of putting it. Maybe she got a hold of that bag of popcorn, too. You know, it just slipped.
Yeah. Well, if they'd have put the defense and so forth like that on her, like she's anticipating it, probably would have gone in.
Yeah, probably. Liberty Benton with the ball. Bailey has it on the right wing. She tosses it in to number 4, Brenna Dorich. She passed out to Elsesser, and she puts up 3, and it's good.
Yep, has a nice shot. And
that makes your score 20-14. Liberty Benton on top.
That's another freshman. That looks like they're not only loaded in the varsity, but the JV is also pretty good. Double dribble on
Grace Guggenbiller.
Grace Guggenbiller trying to get the pass over into the corner.
And Jeff Bond's going to take a full timeout, so we'll take one with him. We'll be right back after this.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
And welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. Pool JV action. Liberty Benton with the basketball. El Cesar has it on the right wing. The ball gets poked away by Marissa Garkey. She's looking to go coast to coast and finish with the left hand. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Kanacki. She puts it up and in for the and one.
Nice.
Just how they drew it up, you know?
Yep.
Throw it off the backboard. Let Kanacki get it and get us a chance and an extra point.
Yeah,
here.
She didn't get the slam dunk. But,
but she tried, you know?
So that was a
nice steal by Garkey getting it out of El Cesar. She's a pretty tough-looking ball player, right?
Yes.
Kanacki's free throw's up and no good. Rebounded by Bailey of Liberty Benton. She gets it to El Cesar. She brings it up the court. She pushes it with the pass to the right wing to Smith. Smith looks to drive. Almost gets it stolen away by Kanacki. She finds Bailey on the right wing. She thinks about shooting a three. Elects not to. Drives baseline. Kicks it out to Heck. Or Chelsea May, my correction. And finds number 4, Brenna Darich.
Wow. Chelsea May is also a 6-foot freshman. They have 2 6-foot freshmen playing on the JV. One of them is on the varsity roster. And, man.
Man, they got...
oh, boy.
There's a whole bunch of 6-foots and 5'10s yeah. lining this roster.
Yeah.
And yeah. Darich's first free throw is up and no good.
Score remains 2016. Just under 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half.
Darts with her second free throw attempt. And it is up, and I don't know if it hit the rim. So they blow the whistle, and the Indians will have to take it out of bounds.
Yep, and they're not going to press us.
We'll take it.
Yeah, yes, definitely. They were pressing when they were up 12, and they're not pressing when they're up 4.
And we're not sure, but the Lady Indians do not have the JV Lady Indians do not have Macy Day today.
Yep.
Me and Neil saw that. So that doesn't help our ball handling abilities. And I don't know if she's playing some varsity ball or what, but we'll figure that out later.
Might be an injury. This time of year could be the flu, you know. So I haven't heard anything, but.
The Indians with the basketball. Hope Wendell has on the left wing. She swings the Guggenmo in the corner. She shot fakes, get it in for the 15-footer, and it's blocked, but it's fouled in the process of taking her shot. So she go to the stripe.
I think that's May. Yeah, Chelsea May, number 5. Her first, team's 9th, I believe. She gets 2 no matter what because of the act of shooting. So minute 55, just under 2 minutes here in the half, and Indians down 4. First one up and good. Now they're down 3. Nice comeback for the Indians. They're down 17-4 at the end of the first quarter, and they've outscored the Lady Eagles 13-3 here in the second quarter so far. Second one also up and good.
Indians right back in it. Liberty Benton tosses it into El Cesar. She brings it up the right side. Pass it over to Bailey on the right wing. She swings it up top to Smith. Smith throws it down into the corner to May. She finds Smith inside. She kicks it out to Bailey in the left corner. She dribbles into traffic, loses it, recovered by Kanacki. She hands it off to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell looks to take it up.
Yeah, chance to tie here, minute 30.
That'd be beautiful before half.
Yes.
Wendell drives right, finds Garkey cutting back door, and she misses the layup, but rebounded by Evers up and in. It's a tie ball game.
Elena Evers, nice.
This nice hustle.
Grabs it
there.
Right back up, and we're tied.
Gotta love some second chance
points. Oh, man.
El Cesar gets it. She brings it up to pass it off to Bailey. She gets it back inside.
Might have traveled.
And May dribbles into the post and loses the basketball. It's going to be a jump ball in favor of the Indians.
Yeah, kind of drove right into two Indians.
Yep.
And minute five now, Indians' chance to take the lead here. And again, Indians have outscored them 16-3 here in the second quarter.
That is unbelievable. Being down 17-4 and coming back.
Yeah.
Like that. And, gotta love it.
And they pass up another chance to put the full court press on us. And nobody out there for the Eagles has foul trouble. So,
and Garkey dribbles it around, pulls up for 15 foot. It's up and no good. And she fouls.
And yeah, rebound
Bailey,
by the Eagles. And trying to, she had a chance to get that ball back and reached in there and got a little too much arm. Yeah. So,
and luckily we got a couple to waste. The Indians with only five fouls in this first half.
Yep. 42 seconds left.
They inbound it to Smith for the Eagles. She takes it up the left-hand side. Passes it to May in the corner. She looks to drive. She passes it over to
Walk
Darich.
Yep.
She travels. Good call, Neil.
Yep.
It kind of was an awkward looking post.
Just about a half a step more than they let you get away with.
Yeah, it was kind of some awkward footing there.
Yeah. She was. Don't know exactly what. She had a little trouble with her footing is probably the best way to put that. So, again, no press. 22 seconds left here. Hope Wendell bringing it up.
And she will pass it out to Aubrey Kanapke in the right corner. Swings it up to Guggenmiller up top.
12 seconds now.
She gets it back to Hope. Looking to get the last shot. We got 8 seconds up on the clock. She drives left. Gets into the paint. Goes up for the left-handed layup. It is up and good. Indians take the lead 22-20 right before half. Liberty Eagles is not going to be able to get a shot off right before
awesome.
Half.
Awesome. All right.
Oh, Jeff Bond has got to be absolutely excited right
yes.
now. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. We're at halftime of the JV matchup between the Liberty Benton Eagles and the Fort Recovery Indians. What a half, Neil. What can we say about the Indians get down 17-4, and they make an 18-3 run?
18-3 run in the second quarter.
To take the lead right before halftime. That is absolutely incredible.
And we can, 10 of those 18, they scored in the first 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. So,
and, man.
And me and Neil were kind of wondering why they backed off their press. They started out in the press, and the Indians struggled to get it up. Like we said, they're without Macy Day today. So Hope Wendell had the duties of getting the ball at the court, and they struggled. They turned it over quite a bit, and that's when Liberty Benton really went on that run. But
yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, we're lost for words. That's
awesome. They didn't have anybody in foul trouble on the floor. I'm not sure what that was about. But we'll take it. It's a score. Halftime is 22 for the Indians and 20 for Liberty Benton after being Indians being down 17-4 after the first quarter and not looking like we could get the ball up court and do much.
And we can run through a little bit of the scoring here up on what we have from the scoreboard. It looks like
I have
Dugan Miller has 6, Kanapke has 2, Faith Gruby with 3, Hope Wendell with 7, and Elena Evers with 4.
Yep. And for Liberty Benton, looks like their leading ones are
Elsesser.
Brooke Dieter with 4, Elsesser with 6. Is that Bill Meyer? No. Sorry, Hike Hegel with 2, and Lauren Smith with 4. So, again, we were kind of looking at this roster, and they've got 2 6-foot freshmen that have been playing quite a bit here in this JV game. One of them is on the varsity roster. I don't have Liberty Benton's JV record. Ours is 3-6. If you've seen us play, you know we're pretty good, but we have trouble making shots. The second quarter, those shots were going in against what I would say is a very good team.
Yeah, it could be. It could be one of the best we've played all year, honestly.
Yeah, probably our best quarter.
Some of the basketball definitely, I've watched out of the JV Lady Indians. Yeah,
definitely the best quarter we've had against a very quality opponent. We may have had some against some of the teams that struggle with stuff. But
And we still got to get in the MAC play, so that should be good for them.
And in a little bit here after this is over, we'll be joining Rob Weaver and for the varsity game. Our varsity record is 4-5, and again playing pretty well, but not great. But Liberty Benton is tearing them up. Let's put it that way. Let me just run through some of the scores they have. Miller City, they started off the season winning 75-25. Then Riverdale, they won 73-18. This one is amazing. Against Pandora Gilboa, they won 105-9. And then Lima Senior, they won 92-47. Lima Shawnee, they won 85-15. So 3 straight games, they scored 105, 92, and 85. Then Arcadia, they won by 25. Arlington, they won by 34. Then Ottawa Glandorf, a team that our Lady Indians played. Let's see if I can find that. Yeah, we lost to them 32-26. And Liberty Benton beat them by 2. That was a JV score. The Ottawa Glandorf, we lost by 21, 57-36. Liberty Benton beat them by 2. So that's by far their closest. The next closest one is a 30-point win. So they stand at 9-0, and they are tough.
And just looking at this varsity team right now, taking shots during the JV matchup, it kind of makes sense as to why they're pretty dangerous.
Yep.
Seeing a lot of the net moving at the bottom. Nothing but nylon. So.
Yep. And one of the players here, Sammy Shardo, a senior, 5'7" senior. I'm pretty sure she's the one I saw on the Lima News the other day, made 9 3-pointers in, I believe, their last game. Shardo is a familiar name around here. Versailles, they had some Shardos there. One of them was up playing at Findlay College, and I just bet that that's the daughter of and I can't remember what his name was, but Shardo's a very famous name, and she's a shooter. So,
but
we got our work cut out for us.
But we may pay the bills here real quick and be right back with you for a little more halftime talk.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders
are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BVI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BVI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, no problem.
And we're back here at Forsythe Fieldhouse for a little halftime talk. I am now joined by Mr. Trevor Vaughn. How are we doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing amazing. You know, it's always nice to come back and reminisce on the high school days, come back to the stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah. See old Papa Vaughn out there getting this JV team rally, Trev. They were down 17-4 to begin this game. And the Indians going an 18-3 run. To climb back in it.
Coaching mastermind Jeff Vaughn leading them back into this game.
Threw him in a little press, just had him flustered, got us right back.
Look at that. He's got the glasses on. He's all sophisticated.
He always looks sharp. But we're going to run through a couple of upcoming games on Fort Recovery Radio. Tonight, the boys are at Lincoln View. That will be an FRR broadcast, or Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, excuse me. And next week, Tuesday, the girls are at Jackson Center. That will also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Next Thursday, the girls host Delta St. John's. That is a WPGW simulcast. Next Friday, the boys are at Delta St. John's. There's no radio broadcast for JV or varsity games. They just don't have any room for us there in the Vatican. So Saturday night, the boys are at St. Mary's. That will be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. It is a makeup game from the beginning of this season. So those are our upcoming games for the Indians.
I want to see a big win tonight for the Indian Moors taking on Lincoln View. I thought it was a tough night.
Yeah, that was kind of tough to watch and a bounce back game. You know, everyone needs one every once in a while. But I don't know about you, but I never really enjoyed playing in that gym. It's kind of a good little setting down there.
Nice little small gym. Oh, yeah. It's loud. Lincoln View fans will pack that place.
Oh yeah, it's a different environment down there. So
absolutely.
Hope the boys can walk in there and get a W.
Yeah, Coach Bishop will have those boys riled up.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure he will. Liberty Benton looks to inbound, and they pass it into Eagle. She looks to drive right. She passes it over to number 20, Granger, sorry. They put up the shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Dieter. She passes it out to Elsesser, but Dieter stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It'll be Fort Recovery basketball.
Good old Darian Sheffer on the call there.
Gotta love him. And the Indians pass it into Hope Wendell. She looks to bring it up the right-hand side. Dribbles right. Garkey cuts baseline. Can't get it to her. It's up at the top of the key. Garvin heavily by Dieter. She swings it over to Garkey. She swings it over to Gruby in the right corner. She finds Evers on the pick and roll. She puts it up and it's blocked. Gets her on rebound. Puts it up and it's fouled. She will get two free throws.
Good look right there.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice little pick and roll action.
Always nice to get to the foul line. Get yourself some 3 points.
Oh. And her first one is up and good. That makes her score 23-20. Indians on top. Evers gets squared away for her second one. It's up and does not hit the rim.
Wide left right there.
It happens.
Hey, it happens to the best of us.
Oh, it slipped. Liberty Benton inbounds it to Eigel. She takes it up past center court, passes it over to Dieter on the left wing, who swings it over to Smith on the right wing, to Elsesser in the corner, who passes it to Granger.
Ooh.
And it's almost stolen away by Gruby. Close call there, Trev.
She is the offhand, though, at least.
Oh, and there she gets is. Back in it, pokes it loose. And Hope Wendell grabs it and is fouled. Man, what a sequence of events right there.
Some good aggression right there. Well done by Faith Gruby.
And Guggenmiller looks to inbound it for the Indians. She gets it into Hope Wendell. you haven't tuned in yet, we noticed that Macy Day is not playing for the JV club today. So don't know if she's sick, injured, what's going on. She might be on the varsity roster for today. It looks like she's with the varsity team. So
big promotion for Macy Day today.
Big promotion. I love seeing it. The JV team sure does miss her ball handling. The Indians get it stolen away by Smith. She takes it up. Left-hand side, goes up for the left-handed layup. It's no good. And I thought that went off Smith and out of bounds, but...
must have went off Grace Guggenmiller, apparently. Yep.
According to the old Darian Shepherd.
That man never misses a call.
And they pass it into... Looks like Granger, and she is fouled.
That will be on Grace Guggenmiller. That'll be her second ball.
Indians got a couple of two. I think Hope Wendell had two in the first quarter, so we're pretty fortunate to still have her in the ball game and only have two fouls.
Yep. I know. Roster's a little shorter with old Whitley Ramo out.
Yep. Forget about her, too. That's kind of a big loss for the Indians. She's been playing solid all year long.
Yes, sir.
And Granger's first shot was up and no good. She will attempt her second. And nothing but net. Indians look to take it up. Dieter is pressuring Hope Wendell up the court. Kind of a relaxed full court man press. Wendell hands it off to Groovy on the left wing. She looks to drive. Gets stuck in the corner. And Jeff Vaughn is forced to take a timeout. He's sitting there screaming, where are you going?
Strategic timeout by Jeff Vaughn there.
Well, Bonnie wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be right back after this.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back for a little JV action. They got some tunage going here. It's got me and Trevor going.
Oh, yeah.
This is a little Will Holman song, ain't it? I don't
love to see.
Where's all Willie Holman?
Will Holman, I don't know.
That's got me in the mood for karaoke night.
And Faith Groovy will take it to the top of the Indians. Dribbles over to the right wing, and that ball is poked out of bounds. Nope, stays in bounds. Back up to Grace Guggenmiller at the top of the key. She'll take the ball for the Indians. And an offensive foul on Grace Guggenmiller.
A little, you know, that little jab step with the elbow gets to go off of him. So Jeff Vaughn doesn't like it, but I thought that one was kind of obvious.
Nice sell, though, by number 25 for Liberty Benton.
About landed on her bottom. But Heigl takes it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. She swings it over to Dieter at the top of the key. Gets it back to Heigl, who passes into Granger. Gives it back to Granger. Gives it to Elsesser on the left wing. She looks to drive left and is fouled by Marissa Garkey. Jeff Vaughn screaming, move your feet. So he's not too happy with that one.
That'll be her second foul, too.
Jeez. And Canapke will check in for Faith Ruby. I don't know. Do you see this? Liberty Benton varsity player here. 6'3" junior.
Dear Gandhi, I would have trouble.
Elsesser, so I'm guessing number 14 and her might be related. Kind of look fan.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking she's about as tall as I am, Trev.
A tough guard right there.
And Liberty Benton tosses it out of bounds. Dieter tries going for the
cross-court
pass. Yeah, knocks over the trash can. That's a party foul. About the spilt. No, Spencer's popcorn that he just grabbed. <sat up.
laughs> And Hope Wendell will take it up here for the Indians. And I'm telling you, number 12. Who's the
Dieter.
Dieter. Heck of a defender for Liberty Benton.
Oh, up in their grill.
As good old Coach Hubbard would always say, got the pistols out, looking both ways. Now we'll go back top of the key for Guggenmiller. She'll pull from about 10 foot.
And Liberty Benton's upset. I don't know. Hear the fans getting all loud and rowdy there.
Getting a little rowdy here.
They pass it up to Dieter, who gives it to Smith. back to Dieter for three from the corner. Up and no good. Rebounded by Elsesser for the Eagles. She swings it up to Dieter at the top of the key, who swings it over to Smith on the left wing. She'll put up the three, and it's up and good.
Tell you, these guys like to shoot the ball.
Oh, their varsity team must stroke, so
yeah,
running in the program. Okay. That will give Liberty Benton, or they will regain the lead with that three, 24-23.
Hope Wendell taking it all the way to the rack. Oh.
Tosses it out of bounds.
Jeff Bonner wants a foul call there. I agree with him.
Yeah.
There's a little contact there.
There's a lot of contact. I'd have to agree with you, Trev. I can see why he's upset.
Man, he is a madman right now.
Madman. But he's still got his ball club in this game, so. And Heigl's bringing it up for Liberty Benton Eagle. She swings it down to Smith in the left corner. He throws a cross-court pass to Granger. He swings it over to Elsesser, but stolen away by Lily Luthel, and she loses it, and Granger recovers. She passes it down to Heigl into the corner. He swings it over to Smith, who fakes, shot fakes, drives to the baseline, kicks it out to Heigl for three. No good. Rebound
by Luthel. She's going to take it up the court. Jeff Vaughn is saying, back it out, get that ball out of there. Hope Wendell now takes it to the top of the key. Back to Luthel. She's looking around, dribbles left, passes up to the top of the key to Kanapke. She's going to drive and kick to Hope Wendell. Little ball fake to the left, going to the hoop, and there's the foul call.
Thank goodness. Hope Wendell is really getting after it today, attacking the hoop, and I haven't really seen this aggression from her, but it's paying dividends today. So
taking over that guard spot from Macy Day. Macy getting promoted to the varsity. Yep. Somebody's got to step up, and Hope's doing a pretty good job at it.
I'd agree with it.
Now she's going to go shoot her first free throw. Hope Wendell, probably the best free throw shooter I've ever seen in the girls' program. And I just jinxed her. She misses her first. I'm telling you. Jeff Vaughn was telling me this girl has won the free throw free throw contest every single year she's been in it. So knock on wood. Hopefully we'll see some of that today.
Hit the next one for us. You can't just talk her up like that.
Here comes
and her not pay it off for us. And it's
there
up it and
is.
Good.
There it is. Score now tied up 24-24 as Liberty Benton takes it up the court.
And they pass it off to Smith on the left wing. She swings it over to Bailey, who checked in for the Liberty Benton Eagles. They swing it over to Heigl. She had nobody on her. The Indians are in looks like a 2-3 zone, but they got a weird rotation going. So Liberty Benton swings it over to Smith on the short corner. She puts up the jump hook inside.
There it is.
No good. Rebounded by Kanapke.
We'll go up to Hope Wendell. She's going to take this ball slow up the court, get a good possession here for the Indians, hopefully. She'll swing it in the corner to Luthold. Luthold back up to Guggenbiller. Down in the paint to Wendell. Ooh, Jeff Vaughn wants a foul call there. There it is.
She gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and is fouled.
Hope Wendell with that aggression getting to the free throw line again.
She's kind of taking this game over, just kind of made it hers. Saying, I'm going to go get mine and start trying to rack them. So.
Absolutely. Here she comes with the first free throw. It'll be no good off the back of the rim.
Man, this KFC free throw champion, man. We need looking like me shooting free throws out there.
She's getting flustered.
Yep, yep.
Boy, you know, take on a new role, point guard. You know, got to focus on some other things.
She's got to be tired.
Yep.
But it always takes a few to get used to it, you know,
yep.
Find that rhythm.
And Faith Ruby will check in now for Grace Guggenbiller for the Indians as here comes Pope's second free throw.
Indians posting a decent crowd here today.
Ooh, and that'll be no good. Didn't get the shooter's roll that time. I thought that was going in.
It looked pretty. Liberty Benton brings it up. Heigl dribbles it up the right-hand side. She swings it up to Bailey at the top of the key. She finds Mayans at the high post. And she finds Granger on the low post. A little high-low action for the and one. That was perfectly executed by the Eagles.
Strong finish there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice play there.
You couldn't draw that up any better. That's what you have to do in a 2-3 zone, and that's what Jeff Bond has his girls in. So
absolutely.
Props to the Eagles.
Now Marissa Garkey will check in for Lily Luthel for the Indians.
Granger will attempt for free throw. And it is up and good. So that will give the Eagles a 3-point lead, 27-24 here with a minute and a half left in the third quarter.
Hope Wendell's going to take it up the court, dribble left. She's trying to get to the bucket, boys. And there it is. Nope, no good. It's a board, no good again. That ball's bouncing around, and it looks like we'll have a jump ball here.
Lady Indians want it today, man. They're crashing the boards, absolutely, getting to the rack. Man, I love this. This is some good basketball.
Love the physicality. Now, can that be your inbounder for the Indians? Looking, and there's Hope Wendell right there on the block, and one.
There we go.
That play up any better?
Yeah, Jeff Vaughn getting the big old claps in.
Coaching mastermind. Some call him the wizard. I call him my dad. And now Wendell right here will try to get the three-point play to tie this game up. And it'll be good. 27-27. Tie ball game here again.
And Liberty Benton will look to take it up the court. Heigl dribbles it up for him. Finds Smith in the left corner. No one looked to get a hand up on her. She puts up three, and it's no good.
Groovy will pass it off to Hope Wendell. She's going to push it up the floor. Slow that ball back down. Try to get a good possession here to take the lead. Ooh.
They're being guarded heavily by Bailey.
Oh, and they call an offensive foul. I don't know about that. I thought there was a reach earlier in the possession.
I didn't see any of that. I didn't see a forearm extend, nothing.
And that'll be Hope's third, so she'll check out of the game. Grace Gutenberg will come in for Hope, get her a little break, rest up for the fourth quarter.
That hurts the Indians. I hope here in this last 45 seconds they can take care of business.
Absolutely.
Heigl takes it up for the Eagles. She swings it over to Bailey, who swings it over to Smith, back to Bailey, and they find May on the
nice
high post. Try that high-low action again with Granger, and get swatted away by the Indians.
Marissa Garkey getting their hands in there, stopping that ball. Now Grace Gutenberg will take it up here for the Indians with 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Being heavily guarded again, I'm telling you. Oh,
by Bailey, and that's another offensive foul, and that one was obvious. But I think Hope Wendell's was still kind of...
Yeah. Now Lily Luthor will check in for Grace, it looks like. That'll be Grace's fourth. Jeff Vaughn is not happy. Donnie Werkamp getting into it now.
Dude, they are upset. Jeff Vaughn's telling the referee to give his whistle to the Liberty Benton JV coach. Bailey shoots the three at an air ball.
A little bit of draft in here.
And then they call a foul on Faith Groovy. This is unbelievable. Foul calls are terrible. Jeff Vaughn's ears, he's got smoke rolling out of his ears.
This is not good for the referees right now. It's a bad look. Jeff Vaughn is in a squatty position now. He seems very not happy with that.
He's starting to bark a little bit out of his orders, bark a little orders out at the referees, just like the Liberty Benton head coach was a minute ago. So I'd say a little upset. Bailey will shoot her first free throw because the Eagles are in the 1-1. It's up and no good.
And there we go.
And an over back call. Thank you, Darian Shepard. We will take it.
Now Hope Wendell looks like she's going to check back in the game for his last possession.
That foul.
Canapke.
That foul is on Granger of the Eagles. That'll be her second of the ball game.
And now you got 1.2 seconds left in our third quarter here. Let's see if we can make any long court magic right here. And we're just holding the ball. At the end of our third quarter, 27-27, tie ball game.
And we're going to take a little break and be right back with some fourth quarter action right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And welcome back for some fourth quarter JV action between the Liberty Baton Eagles and the Fort Recovery Indians. We got ourselves a ball game, Trevor.
Absolutely. I'm on the edge of my seat, and it's only a JV game.
Oh, zero, you know, 27-27. It's a brand new ball game.
And now Hope Wendell will take it up here for the Indians. She'll hand it off to Ruby, who will then hand it off to Marissa Garkey. Oh, and a nice back
door. A little back door action. Wendell. Oh.
Layup, no good.
What a move, though. Liberty Baton with the rebound. Granger gets a hold of it. She passes it up to Heigl. And she kicks it out to Smith, but not exactly the best pass I've ever seen. And it goes out of bounds, Indian basketball.
Yep. Bad turnover there for LB. See if the Indians can capitalize on that. This game has just been an absolute stalemate.
No, it's
for a hot minute.
Oh, it's been an amazing ball game from the way it started to the Indian comeback and got her all tied up.
Now I hope we'll take it to the top of the key, being heavily guarded again. And oh, Liberty Benton's coach looking for a call now.
Trouble. I don't know.
Oh, and there's a turnover.
And Smith goes up for the left-handed layup and misses it.
And then there's
it was a nice move by her. But May looks to bring it down the court. She kicks it out to Smith, who finds Heigl. He throws it into Granger in the high post, and then they find Smith on the left wing for three. It's up and no good, and rebounded by Granger. And she's fouled. And this head coach is raising. I mean, he is sitting there screaming at Darian Shepherd.
Darian Shepherd with the stare down.
Oh, he had to give him one. He's just like, calm down, dude. And, oh, that's.
You're some of the most intense JV coaches I've ever seen.
I'm right with you, dude. I think this dude might have Jeff on beat.
There might have to be a fist fight after this game.
Oh, I'd say these guys would be best friends, but there's no way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Carbon copies of each other. But. And Evers with the rebound.
And there'll be a push in the back there. And now Liberty Benton fans.
I think that was kind of a makeup call. I don't know what these calls are, dude. I'm not going to lie to you.
I would describe them in one word. And that one word would be inconsistent.
Oh, yep, that's a perfect word for it. I think we might do a better job on refereeing and radioing at the same time. This is,
I mean, you know, it's my radio debut. First time being on here in a while.
Oh, welcome.
But I mean, I don't know. These refs are just inconsistent.
Yeah, it's a tough job to have.
Yep, can't really win with that job. And Elena Evers will miss the free throw. Hope Wendell will get a rebound, put it up. Jeff Vaughn looking for a foul call. And
she goes through the trees.
There it is.
And puts it in. What a nice
strong finish right there.
And Heigl looks to take it up for the Liberty Baton Eagles. She drives right. Throws it to Granger in the corner. She drives left. Throws it up to May at the top of the key, and then they get it into Granger inside. She throws it to Smith. She fumbles it. She swings it over to Heigl on the right wing. They feed it into Granger. She goes up with the right hook. It is up and no good.
Rebound by Lady Evers. Nice strong rebound there.
Getting the elbows out. I like it.
Gets it out to Hope, and Hope, we're going to get a slow possession here. Indians now retake the lead from that last bucket from Wendell, 29-27, as she kicks it out to Marissa Garkey in the corner. Back up top of the key to Grace Guggenmiller over to Aubrey Kanapke. Back up to Hope, who's going to drive left hand. No good. Elena with the rebound. Puts it back up nice and strong, and that'll fall for the Indians.
Let's go. Hope Wendell's getting to the rack like nothing right now. It's absolutely incredible. Heigl takes it up for Liberty Benton. She kicks it out to Smith. They feed it down inside to Granger. She kicks it out to Heigl. He kicks it out to Smith. It looked like she kind of traveled there in the corner, but they didn't call it. They swing it over to May. And then Heigl puts up the 15-footer, a little two dribbles, gets herself open. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Smith of Liberty Benton. She passes it to May, who finds Heigl at the top of the key to Granger on the left wing. She swings it back to Heigl, who finds May on the right wing. To Smith in the corner for three. It's up and no good. And rebounded by Heigl. Indians need to get a rebound here. And Elena Evers comes with it.
Elena Evers gets the ball. And Jeff Bott will take a timeout.
So we're going to take one with him and say full timeout.
tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
And welcome back here to Forsyth Fieldhouse for some JV fourth quarter action. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians are up 31-27 with 3 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. Looking to close it out.
Now Liberty Benton moving into a press. Trying to deny the ball.
And Garkey comes up with it in the deep corner, is trapped. And
not a bounce
call. Marissa Garkey must have. I was kind of wondering what they were calling there. Garkey kind of got in a bad position.
Yep, got trapped there in the corner, and she steps out of bounds, so now it'll be Liberty Benton ball.
She tried to step through that trap, but just happened to have her foot on the out of bounds line. Liberty Benton looks to take it out. They pass it into Dieter. She dribbles up towards the top of the key, passes it to Heigl. Heigl drives across the lane, kicks out to Granger for three, and it's up and good. Money. That makes it 31-30. Actually, they call a two-point bucket on the play, so Liberty Benton takes a timeout, and we'll take one with them. Be right back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And welcome back. We are sitting here with about three and a half minutes left in the JV matchup between Fort Recovery and Liberty Benton, with a score of 31-29.
Hope Wendell gets it up. Looks to break the press, and she does, with the Canapi now back to Marissa Garkey. She'll get on the floor for it. Hope with the ball. And it'll be a jump ball. Jeff Onnelly has one timeout left. He doesn't want to use it right there.
Yeah, I can't say I blame him. That's tough. Well, the Indians didn't come up with that loose ball there, but
yep, this press is really getting to him.
I think he realized that the jump ball was in favor of the Indians, so he elected to not take a
smart coaching strategy.
I agree. Indians look to inbound.
Guggenbiller will get it in to Elena Evers. Back to Guggenbiller, as she'll take it at the top of the key. And she'll pass it to Marissa Garkey in the corner.
And she tosses it away to Elsesser, and she takes it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. They kick it back out there. She puts up the three. It is off the back iron, over the backboard, and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball.
And now Faith Ruby checking in for the Indians for Marissa Garkey. As we see if the Indians can break Liberty Benton's press right here. And into Elena Evers. Ooh, she's kind of stuck right now. Dribbles right. Here comes a trap. She gets it over to Grace Guggenbiller, who gets it up to Aubrey Canapi. Down to Groovy, back out to Canapi.
Smart pass, almost stolen away by Smith.
Down, Faith tries to get it down into the paint to Elena Evers, and it'll be out of bounds. So Indians will still have possession of the ball under the basket.
And our score is still 31-29. Lady Indians up with 2.5 minutes left in the ballgame.
And she'll Knappy will kick it out to Faith Groovy in the corner.
She'll dribble up top. Picks up a dribble. Looks like she's in trouble.
Yep. And she'll get it down to Hope Wendell. Hope's going to go full steam ahead to the bucket. She's trapped now underneath. And that ball will be tipped away, but it'll still be for recovery ball. And I tell you what, Bronny, this pressure is definitely getting to the Indians a little bit.
Getting them out of their rhythm a little bit they had going there for a little while.
Yeah.
Hope Wendell has a nice drive, but kind of runs into the trees there and gets stuck.
Yep.
Nowhere to go, but.
Guggenbiller will now inbound it to Faith Groovy in the corner. And it'll be Liberty Benton ball now.
Yeah, kind of two Indians there trying to collect the same ball and just happened to knock it out of each other's hands.
Yep, and now Marissa Garkey will check in for Faith Groovy. 2 minutes left. Indians still have a 2-point lead, 31-29 here from Forsyth Fieldhouse.
And Dieter has it on the right wing. She passes it up to Smith at the top of the key, who gets it over to Heigl, and Dieter cuts baseline and gets the bucket and the foul. That'll be an and one for Dieter. Her free throws to look to tie it up. Actually, take the lead, my bad. It's all tied up at 31.
That foul will be on Hope Wendell. That's her fourth. So she's going to have to play smart here these last 2 minutes. Yeah. Can't be reaching.
Or she's got to be careful on offense, too, that they're calling.
Yeah, they call a decent amount of offensive fouls. So.
Yeah, with the push-offs.
Yep, got to be looking for it.
Peter's free throw is up and good. That'll give her seven on the ball game. Guggenbiller looks to take it out of bounds, and Liberty Benton is sticking with their press.
He's running. There we go. He gets it into Hope Wendell. She's getting trapped. And she'll break it. Hope Wendell, nice left hand going up the court. Over to Marissa Garkey in the corner. Down to Elena Evers on the block. Back out to Garkey. Back up to the top of the key to Aubrey Kanapke. And Hope's coming around on the cut. I'm telling you, defensively, this team is very solid.
Yeah, they're getting after it.
And now Hope Wendell will take it up at the top of the key.
And I think that's where Jeff Vaughn wants the basketball in Hope Wendell's hands right now.
Yep.
Just let her go. Go make something happen.
Yep. Now Aubrey Kanapke using the left hand. Nice crossover back to the right. And she'll go to the hoop. And she will trip and fall. Possibly a foul, we don't know. And now it'll be Liberty Benton ball.
And Dieter will look to inbound it for the Liberty Benton Eagles. They have a 1-point lead with a minute 14 remaining in the ball game. It's a barn burner.
Absolutely.
And Heigl takes it up for the Liberty Benton Eagles. She cuts back door and Dieter finders. And they call a foul on Elena Evers.
Liberty Benton is now on the double bonus. They'll be shooting two shots.
Even if she makes both of them, at least the Indians are still in a one-possession game.
Absolutely.
Heigl's first free throw is up and no good. And her second one is up and good.
She just rolled right there.
So that'll make it a 2-point game for the Lady Indians. And they inbound it. Aubrey Kanapke with it. She gives it back to Grace Guggenbiller, who looks to dribble it up the sideline. Who gets stuck and then throws it up to Elena Evers, and it's recovered by Liberty Benton. Liberty Benton will take a timeout. There's 52 seconds remaining in the ballgame, and the Indians are down by two. So we're going to take a timeout with them. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse for the U. In the last 50 seconds of this JV matchup, the Lady Indians are down by two, and Liberty Benton has possession. Elsesser looks to pass it up to Heigl, who gets it up to Granger below the bucket. They kick it out to Dieter, and Jeff Vaughn's calling for his team to foul. They foul
foul there on
Brooke Dieter, but who's the foul on?
Marissa Garkey.
You got to be careful with Hope Wendell not getting her fifth foul, so looks like Jeff Vaughn has out of the ball game, looking to check her in for offensive only. That's a smart move by Jeff Vaughn.
Absolutely.
And Brooke Dieter's first free throw is up and no good. Wendell and Guggenmiller check in for Luthold and Kanapke.
Nice little offensive swap, defensive swap right there.
Dieter will attempt her second free throw. It is up and good. That'll make it a three-point ball game. 34-31. Indians with possession. Liberty Benton sticking in the press, and Fort Recovery struggling to get it in. They get it in to Hope Wendell, and she's trapped.
And then she'll kick it up to Faith Ruby. They broke the press right there, going down on the block. And, over Garkey's head. So that'll be another turnover for the Indians. Tell me, the pressure's just getting to the Indians right now.
I mean, Garkey's open, but Ruby's just got to know that that's not exactly what you're looking for in this late in the game. But it's all right. Lady Indians still in it. One possession game as of now. Liberty Benton looks to inbound it. They get into Heigl. She passes it right back to Dieter, who dribbles it up on the right side. And she is fouled. She goes up for the layup.
She's now she'll be shooting twos. It looks like Grace Guggenmiller and Hope Wendell are going to check back in for the Indians.
I think Jeff Vaughn, this is who he wants at the free throw line for Liberty Benton. From the way it sounded, he wanted one of them to foul Dieter.
And also Emma Kollig, looks like she's going to come into the game as well.
Dieter's first free throw is up, and it's good. That gives Liberty Benton a four-point lead.
And now Kanapke, Luthold, and Elena Evers will check out here for the Indians.
And Jeff Vaughn's going to use his last timeout, so we'll take one with him to be right back after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse for the final 30 seconds of our JV matchup between the Liberty Benton Eagles and the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians just slowly letting it slip away. It's been a heck of a battle by the Indian Ball Club today, though. Got to be proud of them. And Dieter will shoot her second free throw, and it's up and no good.
Grace Guggenmiller will get the rebound, and she's getting pressured up the court. Crosses back over to her left hand, gets up to the top of the key, and she's going to go all the way, and is blocked.
And rebounded by Granger, I think, and she gets fouled.
Marissa Garkey's fourth foul right there.
Correction, it's Elsesser that was fouled. Rebound was by Granger. So Elsesser will step to the line. 16.8 seconds remaining in the ballgame. First shot is up and off the back of the rim, but it falls in for Elsesser.
At this point, I don't know. Got to get a couple good possessions here and a couple quick stops if you want to win this game.
Yeah, I think they need to go down the court and get a quick three-pointer up, I think.
Yep.
That's probably the game plan from Jeff Vaughn. Elsesser's second free throw is up and no good. She might have, Guggenbler might have traveled off the rebound. And she travels this time. I jinxed her. That's on me.
Jeff Vaughn says don't foul. He's going to call the dogs off, it looks like.
And Dieter will inbound it to Heichel. And she'll take it up past center court and just dribble the timeout. And that is your ball game. With a final score of 36-31, the Lady Indians are defeated by the Liberty Benton Eagles. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk about it right after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse for a little wrap-up of the JV action held here today. Hey. Bonnie, what do you think, man?
I think, you know, down the stretch, I feel like it was definitely due to Liberty Benton's pressure that we really just couldn't get much going. And, you know, it's hard, you know, in a JV girls game just to get some momentum going because you got to be able to make a lot of shots. And I know that that's kind of a tougher spot for this team is that we can't really shoot the ball that well. So,
But overall, I thought pretty impressive outing by the Lady Indians. They might have had the best quarter of the season, and during the second quarter, they made an 18-3 run against Liberty Benton to get them back into the ball game. So I think Jeff Vaughn had to be pretty happy with going into halftime with a lead,
and
being,
you know,
down 17-4.
With a team as young as this team, you know, obviously Macy didn't play today, so this team is all consists of all sophomores and freshmen.
And like you said, Whitley Ramel's out too.
Yeah, you know, you have to appreciate the fight from these girls today. You know, they're showing improvement, which is a really good thing, you know, especially for JV basketball, because it shows that they'll be ready for the varsity level eventually.
Oh, exactly. I couldn't agree more. And I mean, we were on our edge of the seat for most of the game, so that's always fun. We gotta give props to the Lady Indians. They fought their way to a moral victory, because that was a pretty good outing by them. And
yeah, it was.
I think Hope Wendell was our leading scorer with 13.
Yeah.
I think was the last I saw. So I was very impressed with her today. She really got after it, got some aggression, taking it to the rack, trying to get fouled, and it paid off for her. And I think Jeff Vaughn was impressed as well.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go through a little of the upcoming games on Fort Recovery Radio. Starting with tonight's action, boys varsity action at Lincolnview. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So tune in for that next Tuesday. The girls are at Jackson Center. That will also be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Next Thursday, the girls host Delphus St. John's. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And next Friday, the boys are at Delphus St. John's. There will be no radio broadcast. I repeat, no radio broadcast for the JB or varsity games. And then next Saturday night, the boys are at St. Mary's. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one. That is a makeup game from earlier in the year. So, from Ryan Braun and Trevor Vaughn, thanks for listening. The Lady Indians again lose 36-31 in a barn burn. So, thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
And we will send you over to Rob Weaver for the varsity game this afternoon. It'll be a WPGW simulcast. So, thanks again for listening. Got anything else?
Not really. Peace out, world.
We'll see ya.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.